Good afternoon and a very warm welcome, European music lovers. I am your host, Kieran Aritasias, and welcome to another episode of the Eurovision Showcase right here on Forest FM. Sit back and relax this European music ride.
This is Aneta Tarifa from Albania.
Hi everyone, this is Hovik, I'm from Cyprus.
Hey guys, this is Viktor Krom from Estonia. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
All my life I wondered why I keep fighting all the times for a million reasons that I find, but I might be all wrong. I've hit highs and I've hit lows, but somewhere down the winding road it felt like I could lose it all, but I might have been wrong. A storm like this can break a man like this, and when it all comes down we're still safe and sound. All my life I've tried to find the meaning of what's left behind. They say it's life itself, but I feel it might be all wrong. A storm like this can break a man like this, and when it all comes down we're still safe and sound. A storm like this can break a man like this, and when it all comes down we'll be safe and sound. Even if the sky falls down we can turn it all around. We'll escape the darkest clouds and we'll be safe and sound. Whatever happens down the road, however far from home, I know we won't let go. A storm like this can break a man like this, and when it all comes down we'll be safe and sound. Even if the sky scars won't matter then, but I might be your own.
Viktor Krohn representing Estonia at the 2019 Eurovision Song Contest there with his great song, which I love. I really do. Storm. Yes, a bit like, and it was almost like a homage to Suri, bless her. Yeah, don't you think? Well, Estonia didn't do too badly at this year's contest. They ended up coming 20th out of 26 this year with 76 points. But they qualified out of their semi-final on the fourth place at 198 points. So clearly in their semi-final, they didn't do too badly, did they? No, they didn't. And they got quite a lot of points from the televotes. They got 12 points in their semi from Belgium and Portugal and from the televote. And then in the jury, got 12 from Belarus. They didn't get any 12, sadly, in the finals, though they got 10 points from Latvia and Sweden in the televote. And the highest jury points was 8 points from Israel. The UK didn't give Estonia any points at all, which is quite sad. But the strangest thing here, in the first semi-final, San Marino got 10 points from Estonia in the televote. What were they smoking? That's quite scary. Right, okay. Welcome to the Eurovision Showcase. And welcome to Forest FM. I'm your host, Kieran Aritasius. Now, if you want to request a dedication, get in contact with us. It'd be lovely to hear from you. Send us an email. Our email address is escshowcase@gmail.com. Of course, our Facebook page is the Eurovision Showcase, so you can follow us and like us on there. And of course, you can follow us on Twitter at ESC Showcase, of course. Now, we've got all the random things going on today, as usual. So we've got Rob's random request. We've got Live and Kicking Dream World and this week's edition of the Eurovision Showcase news. We have requests coming out of our ears as well, which is wonderful. Love to hear from each and every one of you. So we'll be flying across to Australia a little bit later on, as well as we'll be going up in towards East Anglia as well, as we have a request from there. But now we are going to sunny Malta, which I believe Robert and Frederick are still there, but I think they might be back in Sweden by now. I'm not so sure. But the boys, they're from Gothenburg or Hurtaboy. The boys are lovely and I can't wait to see them soon, very, very soon. And they've requested a song that came fifth in the Netherlands National Final in 2004. Now, this is slightly random, but it's a beautiful song. I can't wait to play it for you because this is really nice, really, really nice. So here is Bass and Joel featuring Voicemail. Yes. And the song is called Celeste. It's a beautiful, lovely song, and I can't wait to play it for you now. Robert and Frederick in Sweden.
Unfortunately, it happened to me. You've locked my heart and you've lost the key. Everything's changed now, a flower has faded. Rejected by her, still you were made it. I'm drowning in grief, I'd rather leave. You came and left in the night like a thief. Swallowing words, oh, what can I say? You have to move on with your life day by day. I have been told, I shot my bolt. My life was warm, but now it is cold. I've made my mistakes, I know what it takes. I've been betrayed and now my heart aches. My life is a mess, you took my princess. A stab in the back, nothing more, nothing less. I've made a vow, but now in the end I've lost my girl and I've lost my best friend. What can I do? I love her too. She said she wants to break up with you. Although she is fragile, she made up her mind. The gun dread of my life will stay inside. I've been misled by all that you said. You are the one I cannot forget. Anxiety kills me when I see you too. It's like a wall I have to break through. I have been told, I shut my bolt. My life was warm, but now it is cold. I've made my mistakes, I know what it takes. I've been betrayed and now my heart aches. My life is a mess, you took my princess. A stab in the back, nothing more, nothing less. I've made a vow, but now in the end I've lost my girl and I've lost my best friend. So give me one more chance. Although we both were wrong, we can still be friends. I have been told, I shot my bolt. My life was warm, but now it is cold. I've made my mistakes, I know what it takes. I've been betrayed and now my heart aches.
Hi, this is Måns Zelmerlöw from Sweden. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
talking. You don't need to care, it's nothing important. 'Cause you're only 11, it's only the start. One day they're all gonna know who you are. Just keep on walking. You don't need to stay at the back of the classroom. You don't need to play it all back when they laugh at you. 'Cause you're only 13 and you know in your heart. One day they're all gonna know who you are. Just keep on walking. The ending, it's not a disaster. 'Cause you're only 15 and she's only the first to mess with your head, and I know that it hurts. But keep on walking. Don't be the man who forgets where we came from. Oh, a little success doesn't make you an icon. 'Cause you're 21 now and it's time that you know nothing comes easy and you got so far to go.
That song is from Måns Zelmerlöw, who won for Sweden at the 2015 Eurovision Song Contest. Repetitively tried to represent Sweden in 2007 and 2009, but making it certain in 2015, my goodness me, with a big win at the 2015 Eurovision Contest, which I attended with lots of groups of friends. Oh, it was amazing. In Vienna, in Austria. Oh, Österreich. It was amazing. Autriche, of course. Yes, and I just love that song. So anyways, that is from Måns Zelmerlöw's recent album, just been released on the 18th, actually, on Friday. It was the album Time, and that's the song On My Way. And go and download it, stream it, whatever. Now, we have also another new single that's been released on Friday, and it is from Kaino. Now, we'll hear that song a little bit later on, but now I'm going to play you a classic Eurovision entry from the 1966 Eurovision Song Contest. Now, this song came ninth, yes, and it is the United Kingdom entry. Now, this was the worst ranked Eurovision placing for a UK act for quite a while. It really was until 1978, when Coco with the Bad Old Days came along and changed everything and made the history of being the worst ranked. So they got to 11th, which, God, we would love now, certainly. But back then, obviously, the contests were much smaller. So, I don't know. Right, let's move swiftly on to our next song. Yes, it is from Kenneth McKellar. He came ninth in Luxembourg with this amazing song. He's a Scottish tenor. Yes, he passed away in 2010. And he was most known for, obviously, his Eurovision appearance, various comedy music and folk music. He passed away in California in Lake Talho. But he was from Paisley in Scotland. So here is Kenneth McKellar, A Man Without Love, United Kingdom, 1966.
A man without love is only half a man, and half a man is nothing. A man without love cannot begin to dream, for all his dreams lead nowhere. That was me, the man I used to be. Could never found his destiny. Then you came, you touched my heart and told the pain to go. Everything in life, and all his life is roses and rainbows and songbirds that he knows never sang. For a man with never found his destiny. Then you came, you touched my heart and told the pain to go. Everything in life, and all his life is roses and rainbows and sunbursts that he knows never sang. For a man with
we Yes, that's Ukraine 2013.
Gravity.
Yeah. By Zlata Ogovinich.
Oh.
And we like Zlata because later that year, Ukraine hosted Junior Eurovision, Rob, in 2013. Yes, Rob's here. Hello.
Howdy.
Howdy. And Zlata was one of the co-presenters of Junior Eurovision that year. Which was really cool because Malta finally won a Eurovision contest.
Oh, is that the one where Destiny won?
No, no, no. A few years before.
I only know that.
Gaia Cauchi with... I can't remember the name of the song. Uh-oh.
Now I wouldn't worry too much. It's only Junior Eurovision.
Oh. I think a lot of people...
I didn't know existed till I met Kieran.
No, but we need to play some songs. And I've forgotten for the last 2 weeks. I know.
I know.
But never mind. How are you, dear? Are you okay?
I'm very well. Thank you very much.
Good.
Had a weekend off, so that's nice. Day off, weekend off, so that's always good.
Me too. It's been lovely, even though the weather's been, well, we won't.
It's better, I think it's well better today.
Yeah, I hope so.
But it's Friday, it started hailing in the garden.
Hailing?
Yeah, I sat downstairs and I was working, it was hailing in the garden.
Oh dear.
We brought the cats in, I suppose.
Cats. Right.
All right, I'm going to select a year.
We always digress, don't we? And we end up having to.
So have I got to say Rob's cats. Random request now, haven't
That's
I?
That's right, yes.
Before I select a year. Yes, I need to know the routine.
Yes.
Right, okay, so. Rob's random request.
Okay, yes, it's time for Rob's random request now. Rob has two hats. He's sat next to me and he's got the two hats and they've both got little bits of paper in both of these hats. Now, one of the hats has got little bits of paper with years on, which is what we picked first. Okay. And then, so we've got from 56 until 2019. And then in the other hat, we've got countries from Andorra to Yugoslavia. So all of the countries that participated in Eurovision, including Morocco, which was only in 1 year in 1980. And we haven't picked that yet, so. Right, Rob, let's do the year first, shall we?
Righty-ho, okay, hang on, one tick. Don't move, everyone, the suspense tick. Is killing everyone. I've got one, I've got two. No, here we are, I've got one now.
Right, it is.
2012.
Oh, Azerbaijan, Baku.
I want to have Spain there, it's my favourite song.
Oh, yes.
My favourite Eurovision song, Querida de Conmigo, was Spain that year.
Pastora Serrero.
So let's see if I pick it out, that would be funny, wouldn't it?
It would. And it wouldn't be at all surprising, to be fair, Rob. Oh.
Iceland.
Oh, it's Greta Salome and Jonsi with Never Forget.
Oh, this is a very good song.
Yeah, it is awesome, dear. Don't we like it, Jess?
That must be the first time in ages I got pulled out of country first time that's actually been in the contest.
Which is surprising, but... Well, it's not too surprising. Well,
didn't we have like 1961 or something last week? So that was... We had a selection of about five countries. No, that's a bit of an exaggeration, but only a few countries we could really do.
Yeah, and obviously we tried. Well, Slovenia and then Croatia came out, and then Ireland. Still with Ireland.
And we didn't even have. And Yugoslavia weren't even an option as backup because they weren't even in the contest.
No. Awkward. They were done the following year. Anyways, I digress. So, of course, we're going to do. Greta Salome and Iceland with Jonsi, of course. Now they qualified out the semi-finals in 8th place with 75 points, but they came 20th with 46 points in the grand final.
Robbed.
It was robbed. And they were one of the pre-contest favourites, actually. Great performance, great vocal and everything. They've done everything well, but it just didn't culminate into anything in the contest, which is a real, real
They weren't
shame.
Making chicken noises, which apparently is how people win at the moment.
Yes.
Oh, controversial.
Or your granny's been particularly this year and saying party for everyone dance, which I just cannot stand that song. Anyways, I digress. Let's move on. So, Iceland, 2012.
Greta Salome and who we've met, by the way.
Yeah, and she's lovely.
Jonsi with Never Forget Ingtons.
She's singing softly in the night, praying for the morning light. She dreams of how they used to be, at dawn they will be free.
save him from the endless night. She whispers warm and tenderly, please come back to me.
And when the golden sun arises far across the sea, the dawn will break as darkness fades forever.
Beneath the moonlit sky, remembering when they said goodbye. Where's the one he used to know? It seems so long ago.
Yeah.
Canzone per te, representing Switzerland at the 1991 Eurovision Song Contest, sung by Sandra Sumor. Sandra Sumor, which she's now married, and she is now Sandra Struder. Yes, and she is now a major Swiss television personality. Yes, and she tried to also represent Switzerland at the 1990 contest, but she ended up coming last in the 1990 Swiss national final. That's what I meant to say. And in recent years, she's hosted the Swiss and German national finals for the Eurovision Song Contest, and has also provided commentary for the German audiences in Switzerland. Yes, so she's multilingual and clearly multi-talented, is our lovely Sandra Sumor for Switzerland in 1991, coming fifth. Oh yes. Okay, we've got more requests coming up for Johnny, and also from Barry in Australia, in Sydney, Australia. Of course, we've got Live and Kicking and the Dream World segment. Yes, where we dream about a song which could have represented the UK at the Eurovision Song Contest, in which I deem would have been amazing on the stage. Yes. So, but next, it's time to keep you updated with what's going on in the world of the Eurovision Song Contest. It is now time for your Eurovision Showcase news right here on Forest FM today on Sunday the 20th of October 2019. Okay, first up we go to Ukraine, and Ukraine has announced that their national final, Vidbor 2020, is set for the 22nd of February 2020. But artists with recent Russian performances history are banned from entering the contest after what happened to Maruv with her amazing song Siren Song last year. Won the contest, but the Ukrainian broadcaster refused to take her to Eurovision and therefore withdrew from this year's contest. So let's hope Ukraine have a little bit more less drama, shall I say, this year coming. Right, and in Melody Festival and rumours, there are big rumours that Carola, who's won for Sweden the 1991 contest with Fångad av Stormvind and represented Sweden in 83 and in 2006, is reportedly going to enter a self-written song all about Jesus. Yes, the three-time Melody Festival and winner for Sweden could be coming back, so stay tuned. Now, the Hungarian broadcaster MTVA has launched a call for Adal 2020 entries for their national final, but in their statement, they make no mention about the contest being their Eurovision national selection. So slightly worrying times, and there's big rumours going around that Hungary might be withdrawing from next year's contest. Stay tuned. Conchita Wurst is going to be releasing a brand new album called Tom, Truth Over Magnitude. So stick around for that. That's going to be released very shortly. And Mahmood, who represented Italy at this year's contest with the song Soldi, is now the most streamed Eurovision song on Spotify ever. Yes, congratulations to the Italian delegation and to Mahmood. That is awesome. It just goes to show that Soldi was a clear favourite with the Eurovision fans and the viewers of the contest back then on the 18th of May. Oh, my birthday it was as well. It was very strange and bizarre circumstances, because I had to go to a wedding that night, and which was wonderful. Loved it. What a great birthday present to have that, but great birthday present for the UK to come last on my birthday as well. Oh, at least Iceland did okay. Right, because I love Iceland, it's my favourite country, if you haven't guessed. Right, that is your Eurovision Showcase news. You're listening to Kieran Aritasiet and the Eurovision Showcase right here on Forest FM.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight. Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv, and you will never have to miss your favorite Eurovision radio shows.
This is Alex Lark from Electro Velvet.
Hello, this is Loic Notte from Belgium.
Hello, First FM. I am Destiny from Malta.
This is Guy Sebastian, and I'm from Australia.
This is Dana from Ireland.
Hi, I'm Maeve Kavanagh, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on First FM with Kira.
Online and on 92.3 FM, this is Forest FM.
Kaino's brand new single, it's called Dancing in the Smoke. And Kaino represented Norway at this year's Eurovision Song Contest with Spirit in the Sky winning the televote. Yes, and what a shock, and a great shock it was, and a nice surprise in the contest voting about here. Brilliant. Okay, it's now time for our next request, and we're going all the way to Sydney, Australia to speak to Barry Cahill. Now, Barry has got in contact with us and would like to like me to play a song from the 2012 Eurovision Song Contest, which is quite funny. That was Rob's random request year just a moment ago. He also mentions that his daughter, which her name is called Quiva, which is a beautiful Irish name, just like mine, Kieran with a C, of course. She'll be in touch in the next couple of weeks with her song request, but she's having difficulty choosing one. But he also says, thank you very much for the recent episodes. They've been very entertaining. Thank you very much, Barry. I am going red of embarrassment, but I would like to say just thank you very much for tuning in right across on the other side of the world. It's awesome, the power of the Eurovision Song Contest, really, and the power of radio. This is why I'm a thorough lover and believer of radio and local radio. Okay, so now let's hear your request. Now, this is the Latvian entry in 2012. The lyrics on this are hilarious. You've got to listen out for them. So here is Anne-Marie with the song called Beautiful Song.
In 1980, the year that Irish Johnny Logan born. 30 years or more, they still remember. So dream away to this day, I'm singing my song. When I joined this grand parade of winners, and we made this song go worldwide hit, I will buy, oh my, to sing in. And all the jobs I had before, I'm surely gonna quit. Beautiful song is on the radio, is in the TV shows and plays on and on. Beautiful song that everybody hums and everybody loves. Beautiful song is on the radio, is in the TV shows and plays on and on. Beautiful song that everybody hums and everybody loves. My mama said to grow and be a singer. Dad just smiled and gave me my guitar. I do my best and I'll be so much better. Brightest of the highest and the farthest of the stars. On the day when Sir Mick Jagger phones me, tell him please that I am very busy writing brand new songs with Paul McCartney. So sorry, mate, I'll call you back. One day I'll call you back. Beautiful song is on the radio, is in the TV shows and plays on and on. Beautiful song is on the radio, is in the TV shows and plays on and on. Beautiful song that everybody hums and everybody loves. Beautiful song is on the radio, is in the TV shows. Beautiful song that everybody hums and everybody loves. Beautiful song is on the radio, is in the TV shows and plays on and on.
Oh dear. Latvia 2012. And Mary with Beautiful Song. And what a beautiful song it was too. But though it didn't qualify at the semi, so I don't know if Europe really, really embraced Anne Mary. Yeah, it was a part of Latvia's time at Eurovision where they just weren't getting out of the semi-finals. No matter what they did, they couldn't do it. They couldn't do it. So, awkward times. Right, now it's time for us to go and look back and see in a year what type of Eurovision song we could have had here in the United Kingdom representing us on the stage at the Eurovision Song Contest. So, let's have a look at Dream World.
Dream World, I can fly.
Yes, and this week we're going to 2010. Now, in 2010, the UK had the lovely Josh Dubrovy with That Sounds Good to Me. Now, after Jade Ewan the previous year came fifth with It's My Time in Moscow, as Eurovision fans, I think if any of you guys were fans back then, you know, we just wanted, you know, we wanted the world, and we thought we could actually win the Eurovision again. Yes, we did. We, as a country, had hope, but it fell flat on its face because, let's face it, Josh Dubrovy did not get any support from either the BBC, Pete Waterman, Mike Stock, etc. The list goes on, of course. Poor guy ended up having some serious mental health issues, which I personally have been suffering with for the last few years too. And he deserved so much better anyway, Josh. But this song was released on the 14th of February, yes, on Valentine's Day in 2010. And it got to number 8 in the UK charts, and in the European Hot 100 Singles chart, it got to number 33. But he is European acclaimed. He is one of the best British R&B singers ever. Yes, I'm talking about Lamar. And this is his song back in 2010, The Way Love Goes.
Heartbroken, my friend.
Lamar, The Way Love Goes, our Dreamworld song for 2010 here on the Eurovision Showcase. Yes. Okay, it's now time for our final request, and this comes from John. Yes, John Withers up in East Anglia. And John, here is your request. Okay, and this song is from the Maltese Eurovision National Final in 2016, famously won by Ira Losco with the song Chameleon, but she didn't want that to go to Eurovision, as she wanted another song to go for, and it did, Walking on Water. But this song is awesome, and John, thank you very much for your request. I can't wait to play it for you, so I'm gonna play it now. So here is Corazon, with the song Falling Glass from the Maltese National Final 2016.
You and me, and there's the end. Silence speaks, we go weak. Wanna get into your head. What we tried, still said. I'm touching your face, and you turn away. A night of tears, but now we're here. We are like a fighting flame, going down or not, or are we just like falling glass? 'Cause if we are, it's falling fast. Are we just like falling glass? Oh, I wanna see you reach your hand, your hand. I cannot let love slip away. There is
Yes, and it's time for Live and Kicking, to play a song live from the Eurovision Song Contest itself. And this week, we're going to hear a song from the 1980 contest, and then this was the one that actually won. It got 12 points from Belgium, Denmark, Germany, Greece, Norway, Switzerland and the United Kingdom. 7 lots of 12 points. Yes, it's the Irish Eurovision winner Johnny Logan, What's Another Year. And that is the Eurovision Showcase for another week. I hope you could join us next Sunday at 5 p.m. Take care of yourselves. Arrivederci, au revoir, ravi de same, vislat, dobidenya, And I'll see you all very, very soon. Oh, hopefully next week. Toodaloo!
On 92.3 FM. This is Forest FM.